From the Midas of Roseburg Studio, KQEN weather forecast. Today, sunny and 67 degrees. Tonight, clear 40 for a low. Tomorrow, sunny and 80 degrees expected. Friday, sunny and 90. And Saturday, mostly sunny and 85 degrees. 61 degrees now. KQEN news time is 12:35.
This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thanks for being here. Middle of the week and another time to look around at what's happening in response to the COVID-19 situation. Covering it from a lot of different fronts here on Inside Douglas County. County Commissioner Tim Freeman with us this afternoon. Tim, thanks for being on.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me again.
And Douglas County Sheriff John Hanlon as well. Sheriff, thanks for being on.
Absolutely.
So, Tim, first of all, let's start with you. Talk about some of the things that have been going on with the county response to this COVID-19 situation.
Well, again, you know, I have a lot of gratitude, and I need to give a lot of thanks to all the different organizations that came together as part of our response and our COVID-19 response team. The Sheriff's Department's certainly a big part of that. Their emergency manager is part of our team and has been absolutely excellent through this, and the Sheriff himself has participated in the meetings. But we have just an amazing team of folks that have continued to work on this. And really, right now, we're in a support mode of all the great work that the Douglas Public Health Network has done. Dr. Dannenhoff, along with his team, and I mean large team of people that are doing amazing work to continue to contain this virus. I'm going to talk about some numbers today. They haven't quite come out yet, but they will be coming out in the press release today. So again, for today, we have no new cases. So that means we still have 24 confirmed. And I'll remind everybody that for several weeks, we had 23, and then we got one that came in that was a confirmed case, but also a recovered case at the exact same time. And now we're up to 21 recovered. So that's only 3 active cases in the entire county. We had at one point 5 of these people were in a hospital somewhere in the county. Now we're down to only 1 in a hospital, and that person is not in a hospital here in Douglas County. So our 2 Douglas County hospitals have 0 COVID positive patients in them. We've had no deaths, and I think that's a really important part of the work that the Douglas Public Health Network has done. We're up to a little over 1,250 negative tests, and I know there's a lot of discussion about the number of tests, as that's a benchmark for the amount or the quality of testing you've done, and I want to spend just a little bit of time talking about testing, and that our tests are a little bit different. So here in Douglas County, we have both the healthcare system that's doing testing and the Douglas Public Health Network, and they're doing a drive-through testing. And because they're doing this testing in this sort of hospital clinic setting and in a drive-through setting, and they're also screening who gets tested. At the beginning, it was those people that were, you know, had very specific symptoms, and now it's more broadened out that, you know, we basically tested the sickest are the most likely people to have COVID. And so far, our positive rate of testing has came back, and it's under 3%. So as Dr. Dannenhoffer will describe, in some areas, the percentage of return is 18 or 20%, which means they're missing a lot of people. They need to test more because they want to get that rate of positive below 5%. And here in Douglas County, we're under that and have been under it. So we feel like we're catching many, many of the cases. I'm not even going to say we're catching all of them. There's people that are asymptomatic that we're not testing and not getting positive tests. But I don't believe those because we've seen, you know, here in Douglas County and around the state and around the country, a certain percentage of the people that get COVID-19 end up in the hospital. So since we're not having people show up at the hospital over the last 8 weeks, you know, beyond what these 5 are that were tested, I don't think there's a whole lot of it out there beyond what we're testing. But anyway, the good news is no deaths, 21 recovered, 3 active cases, and we continue with our drive-through test clinics. Douglas Public Health Network has not had one of their drive-through test clinics that has been completely full. So they've had more tests to offer at each clinic than what people that are asking for testing. So I think they're doing a great job on testing.
And obviously here in Douglas County, first of all, we're in a state that has one of the lowest rates of COVID-19 per capita. And here in Douglas County, even lower as well. The rural areas obviously have seen less cases. Dr. Dannenhofer has described that as often because of less interactions in normal everyday life versus big cities or medium-sized cities even. So that puts Douglas County in a much better place than some of the other more populated areas.
Well, certainly the way people live in more dense areas, whether that's subways or more traveling and closer areas contributes to this. I jokingly say the people here in Douglas County are just a lot tougher than those that live in those big cities. But clearly there's something different about the way we live and interact. We're not all on top of each other all the time. And it's kind of interesting on the numbers. So Oregon is fourth lowest in the nation as far as the attack rate or the positive rate per million. That's how they measure that. Hawaii is the lowest. If you took the five southern Oregon counties and you made that a state, we'd be half of what Hawaii was in the rate. So we're very low down here in southern Oregon. And I'm sensitive to that when we're on calls with the governor and talking with other counties, because some of the other counties have far more cases than we do. I mean, Linn County, for an example, but they've got far more cases than we do. And it's, their situation is just different than what we have going on down here.
And we've seen some dire situations in the Portland area, one care facility having folks pulled out of there because of the number of deaths, also in the state veterans home. Some of that a natural consequence of having a lot of older people in close quarters, things like that. Once it starts, it spreads. And so our area here has been spared of a lot of that. Has much changed in the last couple of weeks in terms of the overall response, what your group is doing on a daily basis?
Well, certainly early on with the projections and what we saw coming, we were really focused. If you have the objectives, I was going to read those, if that's okay. It's pretty interesting. You go back, almost 6 weeks ago, and you look at, what your crisis was, what you were trying to accomplish. So this is our incident management team, our operations team, the general control objectives for the incidents. So they're very simple. There's five of them. Minimize loss of life for Douglas County citizens due to the COVID-19 virus through education, mitigation, and containment. So certainly the work that Douglas Public Health Network has done on containment and the work that our public information team has done around information education has achieved that goal. We've had nobody has lost life, and then our goal was to minimize loss. Number two was protect the medical system from being overwhelmed with COVID-19 cases by coordinating long-term strategic response plans and identifying local thresholds with appropriate local response. Again, both of the hospitals in Douglas County have zero COVID-positive patients, so we certainly accomplished that so far. Ensure the safety of all healthcare providers by facilitating the acquisition and distribution of available PPE by utilizing local, state, and federal resources. Again, the work that's been done around personal protection equipment, everything from the logistics of just storing it, keeping inventory, delivering it, keeping track of the amount of use, reporting all that to the state, and keeping the personal protection equipment working along with all the masks, the homemade masks that people have made and used around the county has been remarkable. And then ensure appropriate and timely coordination communications to cooperators and the public. We've sent out at least once a day a press release with all the local updates, and many days we have two press releases, and there's just been a tremendous amount of information that we continue to push out, again, with the help of the radio station and other media. And then finally, support operational needs by leveraging available Douglas County resources. So from the very beginning of this, we have completely dedicated the county's resources, staff, finances to making sure that we're responding to this in every way possible. So it's kind of fun to look back all those weeks ago when we wrote those objectives and just take a quick look at them and see how we're doing. So so far we're doing exactly what we set out to do. And again, we've transitioned off direct EOC response work and planning. There's still planning going on, but most of our actual activities around supporting the Douglas Public Health Network and things like, you know, their drive-through test clinics and the PPE inventory and storing and those type of things.
Sheriff Hanlon, I wanted to ask you a couple things. One of those is, how different has it been to do law enforcement during this COVID-19 situation for your deputies, for the folks in the jail, and for the rest of your staff? What are some of the harder parts of what they're dealing with in this situation?
Well, probably the most difficult challenge there involves the jail. And we've worked very hard with the COVID-19 response team and Dr. Dannenhofer and the Board of Commissioners and everybody to take actions to help prevent COVID-19 from getting into our jail facility. There's certainly been some hurdles in accomplishing that, which I'm proud to say so far we have managed to keep it out of the jail. From a patrol perspective, you know, we have made some changes there as well. We're still actively patrolling neighborhoods and businesses and trying to be as visible as we can. But we've asked our deputies not to get involved in a lot of low-level, self-initiated type of activity unless it's absolutely necessary, and try to limit their exposure and contact with the public.
And for the jail, have you ever seen a situation like this with this level of concern from sort of combining the law enforcement concerns and the health concerns?
Over the years, we have had some, you know, some flu epidemics that have gone around and got into the jail. And certainly those are always a concern because it's a, you know, the population density. And I said population density, not dense population. We have, you know, definitely got to tighten our protocols up to keep the virus out of the facility. And, you know, there's a lot of things that we did to help ensure that that happened.
Going to take a break on Inside Douglas County. More when we come back. County Commissioner Tim Freeman and Sheriff John Hanlon. More to talk about on the program. It'll be a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com. Back in about 90 seconds, 1247 at News Radio 1240 KQAN. Inside Douglas County, 1249, Lars Larson Show coming up at 1. On tomorrow's program, Dr. Deborah Thatcher, president of Umpqua Community College, talking about the college dealing with the COVID-19 situation, some of the changes that have been going on, and sort of looking ahead to the future of Umpqua Community College and some things this summer and this fall. So Dr. Deborah Thatcher on tomorrow's program. County Commissioner Tim Freeman and Sheriff John Hanlon with us this afternoon. Commissioner Freeman, I wanted to ask about the reopening potential for the county. Of course, Commissioner Boyce drafted a letter that was ultimately signed by commissioners in several counties. That went to the governor's office. Where do things stand on that right now?
Well, I think Douglas County, because of all the partners that have worked now for a couple months on the COVID-19 response team, and real quick, I'm going to rattle off those partners. The Douglas Public Health Network, Aviva Health, Mercy Medical Health Center, Evergreen, Lower Umpqua Hospital, Douglas Forest Protection Association, Umpqua Health, ADAPT, the Sheriff's Office, the VA, and American Red Cross. All those folks, Douglas County Search and Rescue, all those folks together have put us in a place where Commissioner Boyce and the other, and myself and Commissioner Kress felt very confident in a week ago Friday saying that we're ready. And we got five counties in Southern Oregon all to agree to the same letter and sent that in. Yesterday evening at 4 o'clock, we all were on a phone call with the governor as she sort of laid out the plans to reopen. I'm not going to read through all those. There's a set of requirements There's sector-specific requirements, so different businesses have to do certain things. The county has to do certain things. The state has to do certain things. We're working through all that. The application won't even be accepted by the state until this Friday. So they're still sort of finalizing the application process and the requirements. We very much believe that we meet all the requirements for reopening. She said the earliest that she would start the phase one, the governor would start the phase one opening, would be the 15th of this month. Now, there's a lot of Facebook and email floating around about the fact that the county commissioners should just open the county. And I assure you, every aspect of authority that we had for any county facilities or anything we were doing where we thought we could meet the the requirements in the executive order, we have opened. So there's only a couple things still left closed at Douglas County government, and that is our museums and our fairgrounds. We have some conditions on our parks and our RV parks, and specifically in our camping areas that are tent camping, that's not allowed. But we have no authority over the other types of things that the governor has closed. And it's frustrating when people think that somehow the county can just override a governor's executive order. The statutes are very clear on that in state law. So we are pushing her every bit as hard as we can. Again, we've done the work over weeks and weeks of time to make sure when this date came, we were ready, and we believe we're ready. And we are now waiting for the final application so we can process so we can get it submitted and get approved and get the county businesses back open.
What about the idea of encouraging, and this has been a very controversial area, it seems like, especially in social media, for folks to wear masks to show that Douglas County is ready to begin reopening?
So wearing masks, I think, are very much a personal choice. Dr. Dannenhofer, the public health officer, and others have talked about how when you wear a mask, like a homemade mask, or face covering, what it does is it keeps you from spreading droplets to others. So it doesn't keep the virus from coming through the mask and getting to you, but because droplets coming out of your mouth or your nose when you sneeze or cough or when you talk, it keeps those droplets contained. Therefore, it may help keep it spreading to others. There is no mandate to do that, although I will tell you there's some private businesses that are requiring it, and that's certainly up to them. I have all of last week I wore a mask here in the courthouse as we reopened the courthouse. Prior to that and all the work that we were doing when we were walking around the hallways, you saw at our press conference, we all wore masks until we were sitting at our workstation or at the press conference. When we were speaking, of course, we took them off. But again, I think it's very much a personal choice as to whether they want to do that. It is not a requirement in the governor's draft reopening application process.
So, Tim, you talked about the fact that the county can't override the governor's executive order. But Sheriff Hanlon, I wanted to ask about comments that have been posted, attributed to you on social media regarding businesses reopening around the county.
And what's the question, I guess?
Well, last night I began to see some comments that you had made, supposedly, about what you thought about businesses reopening and what the sheriff's office would or wouldn't do if that took place.
So before the sheriff answers, let me say that through this entire executive order and working with the state has not offered or supplied any extra resources to the county to do any sort of enforcement. Nor has the state and the executive order that was drafted directly gave counties enforcement authority. So I'll let the sheriff talk about what he and his staff are going to do. That's really up to them.
Yeah, Brian. So I think the only comment that I made was in response to a comment that was put on a personal Facebook page. Essentially, I'm commenting on the Crook County Sheriff's letter that went out here a couple of days ago supporting businesses in that county to reopen, and that the county government over there was in the process of reopening. And I simply said, well, we've already, Douglas County, the commissioners here have already opened county government a week ago. That was the comment that I made. There wasn't anything specific towards supporting or opposing any local businesses from opening or closing or anything else.
So, Tim, as we get ready to wrap up, what do you think is ahead here in the next few days?
Well, I think the excellent work that the Douglas Public Health Network and their staff are doing continues. I think that the great work that the public information folks are doing about getting accurate and timely information out to the public is going to continue. I think we're going to continue here at county government to provide services through all the different ways we provide services here at the county. We're going to work very hard to make sure our application is as complete as possible and submitted Friday when the first day we can submit the application to reopen. When that time frame opens up, we want to be there quickly and be available through the weekend and all next week for any questions or follow-ups the governor's office might have to make sure that when the 15th comes that we're able to move into phase one and start opening those businesses that are allowed to open for the governor's phase one opening order.
All right, County Commissioner Tim Freeman, Douglas County Sheriff John Hanlon. Gentlemen, thanks for being on this afternoon.
Great, thanks for having
us.
1257 News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.